Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's 19 degrees in Meaford. I'm Ted Silver for Brian Sylvester. A 70-year-old man is facing charges after an SUV crashed into a daycare north of Toronto yesterday, killing a toddler and injuring six other children. York Regional Police say a 1.5-year-old boy died after the vehicle smashed through a window at the daycare located in Richmond Hill. One child remains in hospital in critical condition, while the others did not sustain life-threatening injuries. Ontario College support staff are hitting the picket line today after failing to reach a new contract deal before a midnight strike deadline. The 10,000 full-time college support staff, represented by the Ontario Public Service Employees Union, are seeking better wages, benefits, and job security. Colleges in Ontario had been increasingly relying on tuition from international students due to low levels of provincial government funding and a years-long tuition freeze. Ontario shoppers now have the chance to get their share of a $500 million settlement in a class action lawsuit related to the alleged grocery industry bread price fixing. Canadian residents who purchased packaged bread for personal use between January 2001 and December 2021 must submit a completed claim form by December 12th. An expansion to the Port of Montreal is among the first five major projects Ottawa intends to approve under its fast-tracking major projects bill. Some other projects, the construction of a small modular reactor in Ontario, a new copper mine in Saskatchewan, and an expansion of a copper operation in northwestern BC, are the other projects in line to be fast-tracked. Meanwhile, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is not happy with the list. He says the government is not moving nearly fast enough. The Blue Jays wrap up their three-game set with the Houston Astros this afternoon at Rogers Centre. Kevin Gausman gets the start for the Jays. Week two of the NFL kicks off tonight at Lambeau Field. Green Bay Packers hosting the Washington Commanders. Clear skies tonight with fog patches developing after midnight, a low tonight 9. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 22. A mix of sun and cloud with a chance of a shower on Saturday and a high of 23. Sunny on Sunday and a high of 25. It's 19 degrees in Meaford. I'm Ted Silver.